What's up, fellow poor people? Hello, hello. How's everyone doing out there? A little YDBT Daily coming at you. Getting right back into it after, the weekend. And apparently, I have absolutely been jaded by living in Florida because I'm realizing that there are people out there that have not raced at all this year, that they're just getting their cars out. They're just starting to get back on their projects. They're just doing regular things that people that live in warmer states have been doing for a long time. So it kind of blows me away when someone says, I just got the car out of storage. I'm ready to rock and roll. And I'm like, sick. Get rid of that 7-month-old gas that's in it. And they're like, oh, but I need it. I don't want to get more gas because I want to log with this tune so that I can go to the track and go watt. And I'm like, you don't understand, son. You absolutely need to get fresh gas in the bitch so that we can absolutely make sure that there is nothing else wrong with the car in terms of false knock, blah, 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 blah. But some people are still not hip to the game as to what you got to do when you get your car out of storage. Also, there are a lot of guys out there that don't know the vernacular, the acronym, simple things like, okay, guys, real quick quiz, write down the answer in the chat. If I said, do you have any CELs? What does that mean? Hey, does your car have any CELs? What does that mean? Let's go. CELs, what's a CEL? Let's go, guys. What's a CEL? Because a lot of you guys don't know what a CEL is. Ah, check ending light. Yes, yes, yes. Check engine light. Check engine light. Check engine light. So when I type to you in an email, when you say, hey, Alex, my check engine light came on, I go, what is the CEL for? They go, what's a CEL? And I go, wait a minute, wait, you don't know what a CEL is? So that I already know tells me that you are going to be a difficult customer because you don't even know what a CEL is and you're tuning a car. It's almost as bad as not knowing how to operate a computer and getting an email tuned. We'll say hi to the people here. We'll talk a little bit, get after it, get right back into the swing of things, talk some shit. Coyote Fury, probably with the best comments I've seen in a while. But Alex, I need my tune finished today. I got a big money race tonight that I have to win to make my car payment. And I think that's why a lot of people get mad when they lose a money race. I think a lot of people that bet are degenerates that shouldn't be betting anyway, and they end up losing a race, and now they got to come up with their car payment, baby mama money, child support, what have you. Eliza's, Clip Clop the Horse, Josh Roy, Mofler, Matt, 2011 GT, Corey B, Jason Friedberg, Blake Bailey, Cluster BM, Izzy R. Izzy R's got the C8. Good for him. Mike O'Mara, Wesley Stewart, Josue Flores, Paul H, JD Swag, Douglas Gonzalez, the resident pork chop Portuguese, Clean 93, JM Decker. JM Decker. Interesting. Nixon Tarpio, what's up? Ready to get my car back from Mikey already? Car looks good. Once you put those front, I think Jeremiah Camp's front wheels, you got to buy them off them, bro. Nixon Tarpia, you got to buy the wheels off of Jeremiah Camp. Them shits are perfect for your car. Bring your wood screws, Victor Garza, Sean 50, Angel Parareca, Cody Allen, Jeremiah Rivera, Rafa, Alexi B, John Shoemaker, KRM, Quinton Bailey, Coca-Cola, Alexi B, KRM again, Coca-Cola, I need 6,000 foot elevation tune ASAP, I have a big money race, Brian C, Alexi again, and the usual suspects are in the house. I appreciate everybody that comes here to the show, hang out. There's supposedly three things, a super chat, which you can use to donate to the chat, super stickers, and now there's this thing called super thanks. Can someone send like a $1 or a $2 super thanks so I know what the hell that looks like? It's like super thanks. And I'm like, what in the fuck is a super thanks? I was just curious to see what the hell is going on. So when you get your car to storage, all of a sudden you forget that you have 7-month-old gas in it, 6-month-old gas. Some guys in Canada put their shit away, what, September? Like some of you guys in Canada put your shit away in September and it doesn't come back out of hibernation until late April. Why in the fuck do you live in Canada, dude? Why the fuck do you live in Canada if you can't race your car at least 6 months out of the year? You're telling me September, November, September, October, so October, November, December, January, February, March, April. That's crazy to me that you're going to go out there, live in a place, have a automotive hobby, like an automotive hobby, and your shit can't run for 7 months out of the year. Modless became a bitch level member. Thank you, sir. So yeah. So when you get your car of hibernation, you start throwing parts on the car. You got to remember the gas that's in there is fucking old. So you got to make sure that that sucker has fresh gas. And if you live in a northern state, that fresh gas is still winter blend leftover junk. Guys, it's still leftover winter blend junk. So when I say your knock sensors are going ape shit, your knock sensors aren't happy, I'm not going to lower timing on a car that has a base file that's commanding 15 boosted and 25 NA. If your shit's knocking 4 degrees, I go to another gas station. I'm trying to do the best for you, because you're gonna be that guy that I dial in on bad gas. And yeah, now you have a tune that commands 14 degrees tops or 25 degrees tops. And you go race your friend who maybe is on E85, or he got better gas than you did and did the proper vetting and proper back and forth with his tuner. And he's gapping the shit out of you with the same mods. I got the same mods. I can't believe he beat me. Well, he logged with non-chocolate milk for fuel. He logged with good fuel in the sucker. So I've always wondered how people don't do the simple things. Now, we have a new crop of guys, and the new crop of guys are all Gen 3 guys. And I love you, Gen 3 guys. Y'all motherfuckers need Jesus. Y'all need help. You guys are taking hoods off. You guys are buying over the radiator intakes. I'm sorry. Over the radiator intakes are the stupidest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life from a tuner standpoint. Again, from a tuner's standpoint, you might look at it and go, badass, it's a tenth quicker. And then I look at the log and I'm like, that bitch is about to blow up. That bitch is running lean all the way down the shit. And I added 20% fuel and it didn't take it because it has a ram air effect. And the MAF sensor loves nothing better than turbulent fucked up air without any smoothing effect. But you guys see some guy has an over the radiator intake and you buy it. And you say, it's faster. And me as a tuner, I go, this shit's about to blow up. And then you go, my tuner fucked up. He blew up my car and it's NA. He doesn't know what he's doing. As always, the Parts Farm, who is enjoying his 2020 GT500 like you should. He sent me a bunch of videos on Instagram. He's got a 2020 carbon fiber GT500, carbon fiber track pack. And he's out there racing it in 5 tracks, 5 different days. And it is a road race deal. That guy is enjoying his car as he should. And Two Auto Solutions, who right now has another person in Puerto Rico trying to go up against him. Every day a new shop opens up or a shop goes in Puerto Rico and tries to go head-to-head against Two Auto Solution. Look, when it comes to Mustang shit, there's only one place to go in Puerto Rico. It's Two Auto Solution. That's it. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. If you want to get tuned by the best, you go to Two Auto Solution. You want to fly tuners in to get you 5 horse, have at it, buddy. If you think flying a tuner in is going to get you 5 horse and make you happy, vaya con Dios. It's all good, papi. So a lot of you guys on the Gen 3 side of things, you guys, Frederick Fiesta, that guy's getting it. And the car is lasting. He's got a North Carolina. He's got that. He's been all over. It's like a road trip of road races. And the car is running like a clock, which just proves how good our tuning is. And I love the fact that he's actually out there getting it done. And, he's having a good time. So the Gen 3 guys, in my opinion, had a complete shift in the perception of what Mustang owners are. When Gen 1 was around, I don't know, you kind of didn't get the sense that nobody was really a ricer. Like, nobody was really a ricer when Gen 1 was around. Gen 2 started coming around, and then you started to see the rice. You started the guys seeing putting bags on a GT350 and getting mad that I said it's whack shit. I'm sorry, bro. It's whack shit. You took a GT350, put bags on it. You're a fucking dumbass. Like, you're literally a fucking dumbass. And that's when I think the rice started coming in. People started seeing the styling, and it attracted the ricers. But Gen 3 is at a whole nother level of rice. And the only reason I say that is because of what I see in the ticket system. In the ticket system, there are guys that don't know anything about cars, not even the basic stuff like CEL. What's CEL do you have? Hey, Alex, I got a Hey, Alex, I got a light that came up. What CELs are up? What do you mean, what's a CEL? Can you check for codes? I don't know how to check for codes. Go to AutoZone and have them check for codes for you. Okay, bet. That's what they know. Like Brandon had a guy like that. That was like, what? Huh? What? What? Go to AutoZone and get your codes checked. Got that. Bet. And those are the same guys that are on Instagram taking pictures like women looking down with the horse pose next to their car with the underlighting from a gas station saying, anybody want to run tonight? Why the fuck are you in the shot? Oh my God. Gen 3 guys love to be in front of their car at a gas station posing like women on the hood, looking down, making moves, getting money, running like the wind, like the dumbest captions. And I'm like, oh my God, we're tuning a bunch of gay guys. Like it's literally become like the gay guy's car, or at least the attention seeking insta thought car. Now, some of you in the JDM world, some of you in the Subaru world, some of you in the Honda, you've seen this shit. Blessed. Yeah, blessed. What the fuck? You're blessed. You live in the puro pinche 956 a la verga, cunt.
956
a la verga. You ain't blessed. You're cursed. You imagine you're a baby in the womb, and then, well, you're born. Where the fuck am I? Well, you're in the puro pinche 956 a la verga, cunt.
Puro pinche 956 a la verga.
Please say Honolulu. Please say Honolulu. Please say Miami Beach. Please say Miami Beach. No, sorry, papi. You're in the puro pinche 956 a la verga cup. Could you imagine you're a baby and you're born in the puro pinche 956? And you got... Bro, unbelievable. Gen 3 owners be like, getting this bag, but clock in at Wawa for that 8-hour shift. Getting that bag, their whole check, they cash. If you cash your check, you're a child. If you cash your check, you're a child. We don't know, Rob Mitchell. We have no fucking idea how it distributes the nitrous. I have no idea. No idea. No idea. We don't test manifolds to see how they distribute the nitrous. We don't do that shit. That's just not what we do. So imagine you are out there tuning these guys and you have to bite your lip. You're like, fuck, every single one of these guys. Because all you need to do is see who follows you, right? As a tuner, I see who follows me and I'm like, well, I don't want to, man. I hope he doesn't put a Lund Racing sticker on that car, but they do. And that's okay. And then they get mad at me because I call them out. And that's how you know they're soft. They're soft. They can't take proper criticism. Act like a fucking man. Nope. Chasing this bag, working at Wawa, like homeboy said. And I'm just like, yeah, exactly. Check. I haven't gotten a check in fucking 15 years. Cash a check. Bro, once they started introducing the ability to deposit your check via the app, bro, beep, beep, beep. I rarely carry cash. Fuck. Dumb shit. That's rapper dumb shit. Those are the same guys that watch, Hellcat and Trackhawk guys, and they're like, I'm gonna spend this bag. They got the phone up with the blast. You know how someone's poor? They show you their money. People show you their insecurity. Like, look at my money. Look at this. I'm making phone calls with this bag. I'm like, oh my God, you look so fucking stupid right now. So those are the people that we're gonna have to deal with going forward. And now you have to kind of spend a little more time detailing the things that usually Gen 1 guys knew, and even early Gen 2 guys knew. CEL, just get good gas, proper data logging, proper emailing etiquette, proper intake design. Like Robert Ball, to me, is the epitome of what guys in the NA game should be. Robert Ball was going nines in a Gen 2 3 or 4 years ago, right? Stock cams, 6R80, pretty good weight reduction. He made his own cold air intake. It was a Ford Racing. It was a Ford Racing tube with a styrofoam box. But then he was the first to do over. He was the first. Robert Ball was the first person to do over the radiator intakes. And it picked up a little bit, but it was such a turbulent signal that we were just like, this is Honda shit. And we preferred that he have that Ford Racing cold air open into a huge styrofoam box with no filter. And in my opinion, that was the absolute best way that car ran. But people like that aren't around anymore. People that are innovative, people that think, people that understand what a clean math signal is. Nope. Let's just cut the fucking hood off or take the hood off and put the trompeta, the trumpeta.
And we say bye-bye.
That's what they should call it, the trumpeta. So when you guys see an over-the-radiator trumpet intake, get a Trump sticker and put it on there and then write ETA at the end of Trump, the trumpeta, because that's literally what the thing is. So, yeah, it's just one of those things that going forward, most of these guys that buy these cars, first of all, affirm everything to death. Got VMS, you got VMSs and over-the-radiator intake. And louvers, that's like the trifecta. Like, you never get pussy. If you have VMSs, over the radiator intake, trompeta, and VMSs, you are a virgin, son. You are a virgin, Garen fucking Teed. Okay, let's get to some of the paid stuff. Hey, Alex, any way you can help me out? My dad said he was diagnosed with a rare form of leukemia and has a GoFundMe page. And if it's possible to post it on your platform or something. Joshua Lawrence, absolutely. If you want to post the link here, I'll mention it. I'll make it a sticky. That's old form talk. I'll pin it to the top and we'll see what the chat can do to help out your dad who is suffering from leukemia. Sorry to hear that, brother. I'm really sorry to hear that. But yeah, give me the link and I'll put it up for sure. Hey, Alex, is there any benefits or problems with running VP Octane Booster on a stock Gen 3 GT? No. Look, every Coyote has adaptive octane logic. Every Coyote will benefit from high octane. So I would never say not to do it. Now, some people I have literally seen buy race gas and then throw octane booster on the race gas. And this was an older gentleman, so I can't blame it on kid shit. This guy was in his 40s and he put C16 in it, two cans of Torco. He thought it was like a multiplier. 116 plus 8 plus 8. That's 3,000 octane. Alex, give me 40 degrees of timing. I'm like, that's not how it works. Some channel support. I didn't know there was a 956 a la verga. Yes, there's a whole 956 remix. There's a 956 remix. Puro pinche 956 a la verga. Let me see if it's right here. How many people have viewed this?
Puro pinche 956 a la verga.
Is this it? Oh, this is something else. Yeah, that's something else. Let me see. That's the same one. No, that's the same one. So let's now I gotta find it. It's good. 956 song. It's 400 Dago beat 485,000 views.
Put up pinche 956 a la verga.
I'm not gonna get copyrighted. This is put up pinche 956 a la verga. Objection, hearsay. Exactly. If you guys have been watching the Amber Heard stuff, let's fast forward the song. You gotta love that shit. Orale. I just wasn't sure if the 19s were flex fuel. What? Again, I don't know if he's kidding. I don't know what's going on. So, the flex fuel stuff has been confusing a lot of 21 guys, 2021. So every Mustang from 2011 to 2020, we have the ability to make a flex fuel tune for it. In 21, there aren't as available parameters that we like to see to be able to make it the way we want to make it. So in 2021, we do not yet offer flex fuel tuning. You will get a pump gas tune, then you'll get a E85 tune dedicated. And honestly, that's the way I want to do it forever. That's the way I want to do it forever because the flex fuel tune confuses so many people. Gen 1, Gen 2, flex fuel seems to learn fine and do fine. Gen 3 starts to be a fucking problem. People start to freak out. They think something's wrong with their car. We say it's transitional. Gen 3 is just not happy. And it's, guys, you can see how Mustangs react to the tuning based on the availability of the access, right? So we have like all the access on Gen 1. Remember when Gen 1, you couldn't rev it past 6,800 RPMs? Then you could. Then you couldn't run flex fuel? Then you could. Then the number 8 cylinder issue was a problem. Then that was gone. And then all of a sudden, you couldn't rev past a hard limiter of 8,200 RPM. Now we patch it with 10,000 RPM patches on Gen 1. If you were to put a gun to my head and say, Alex, which operating system would be the best? I'd say Gen 1. It has idle air functionality, so you can really tweak a bunch of idle IAC functions. It has the 10,000 RPM patch if you have the patch applied. You can put it on anything. The Roush file has inferred bypass logic. So there's so many things that can be done with Gen 1, but the problem is cam control, right? You can't take a Gen 2 motor and properly control the cams like you can on Gen 1. And that's where things started getting funky. But for my money, every single car would get tuned with the Gen 1 Coyote with a 10,000 RPM patch. Send that chip. Not a problem. I quit using FlexTune. I just run it low. That's what I say. Look, in my opinion, the FlexTune is for convenience. Convenience. People go out there and go, well, I have 93 octane right now, and I'm going to put half tank of E85. It's going to mix the E50, and you're going to make 7 more horse. You know, it's not like 20. So people go, well, I thought I'd make more power. Guys, it's for convenience. It's literally just there for convenience. If you want the best performing version of ethanol tuning, the dedicated E85 tune, we shove timing down its throat. It's a happy, happy car. 10,000 RPMs. I want 11,000 RPMs. And I love the fat horse in the back. 10,000 at the car show. Gen 3 10R80 or MT82. Depends on what you want to do. 10,000 RPMs at 160 on the dash. 10,000 all day. Alex, I want a 10,000 rev limiter. See, what would happen with early Gen 1s was this, especially Roush files. I started noticing this, and you guys saw my HP tuner stuff on when I worked for VMP. When I would do a 1-2 shift and I tap the limiter, the cams would go to zero. The cams would revert and go to zero. Luckily, Lund Racing, I think, was the first to find it, and then HP tuners later on found it, but they had did a better job of promoting it. But I think Lund had it first because I was involved with all that bullshit. And you had to apply the patch on the HP tuners version. But you know what it did? It did a weird, there was another cut that I think Lund had access to that HP tuners didn't at the time. So when I would put the Lund tune in my car, the 1-2 shift, 2-3 shift, even though if it flared past 8,200 RPMs, was crisp. Whereas the HP tuners patch had a bit of a delay getting back on the throttle. So a Lund tune would sound like, whoop, 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 and the HP tuners patch would go, whoop, like a delay. I'm like, why is there a delay getting back on the throttle? So I only found that out after I went to work for Lund for the second time. Yep, it locked the cams at 0 degrees, right? Where do I lock the cams? What's up, Mr. Alex? Says PK Auto Design. Lightning started up because, you know, we all love two valves. I saw that you're working on a Lightning, and I'm blown away. I am blown away. Objection, Your Honor. Hearsay. Objection. Argumentative. I'm watching the Amber Heard trial nonstop. That is the best shit I've ever seen. I know the food shortages and, you know, fucking Twitter and fucking, you know, honestly, I just want to forget about all that shit because there's nothing I can do to stop the Tyson Chicken Factory, the fifth one, to not burn down. I can't do shit about that. I have my flex tune to pump E85 when I feel like going a tad faster. Other than that, I'm just a 91 all the time. How much horsepower does an E85 and headers make on a Gen 3? Pre-flown exhaust Gen 3 with E85, you're from that exact same combo with pump gas. Let's say you got a bone stock exhaust, pump gas, and the car makes 430. You might make 440, maybe 445, maybe 450 with E85 headers and free-flown exhaust. Currently replacing my stock spark plugs. They look perfect. Hey, how my Lund tune just stays the same and runs so nice after a revision. I've had no problems with the MT82. I don't drag race it. Little race down the street. That's about it. And that's what I mean. A lot of people that break the MT82, they think, and Venomous Tuning put up a post that made sense. It was of a bent rod. And a lot of you guys that take your cars out or you buy a Mustang or you buy a hot rod, you start racing your only car. And you got to understand, when you go racing, you pretty much throw caution to the wind because you want to win a race. And part of racing is things blowing up. The best engine builders, the best tuners, the best of the best constantly have things blow up. So when a Lund-tuned car, let's say, has an engine failure, all of a sudden we suck and we don't know what the fuck we're doing. But you see a Top Fuel car go down the track and you're like, oh, it blew up. That's Top Fuel. Oh, you know, you see a Formula One car where guys are like engineer level, you know, smarts. Car fucking blows up. Oh, you know, it's racing. But then your stock production made ka-chunk-a chunk Coyote that has piston ring gaps, who the fuck knows, depending on if the guy came from brake or not. And then you put a blower on it, you go down the track, and it blows up. Lund sucks. Not Ford, not the ring gap. Lund sucks because one out of 8,000 cars blew up. Can anyone explain this to me? Why would Lund do that? Are they commanding too much timing? I need to suck off the file to see what they did to my car. Shut the fuck up, boy. Sit down. This is racing. Shit happens, boy. Oh, the engine failed the test. That's how the German guy goes. Hello, Alex. The engine failed the test, and we will have to rebuild it. Okay, what do you want me to do? Oh, nothing. I'll get back to you once the engine is built. I'm like, okay. Nope. Y'all motherfuckers be like, yo, man. Hey, Lund blew up my shit. I always want Junior, and they keep giving me Dakota. They keep giving me Brandon. Alex sucks. He's too busy doing YOLO videos, flipping his fucking hat, and he's not making proper tunes. Boy. Fuck out of here. Cutter guy. Worst are the Super guys. 7 rebuilds to go 11. Ordered my Lund tune yesterday. Can't wait to install it with my other mod, says Joe Ramirez. Joe Ramirez, are you sure? Joe Ramirez, you mean you're going to install your other mods and then put the Lund tune in? Why don't you try the tune out first to see how it is? Oh, I think you're fucking with me, Alex. It's made for 1050Xs, a Whipple, a Win 50 throttle body, but I don't got anything installed. Nah, son, put it in. Try the tune out first. See how that goes. Don't do that. Okay? Jesus Christ. Got to learn from all the shit you broke. You break to be better at racing. How come I can't get the Taurine tune? If you race that... If you race, that should be the attitude you have. Race, break, repeat. Right. There are guys that just go out there and race and they're, oh, shit broke. Se rompió. Pa' carajo. Let's go. Let's build. Let's go again. No. Motherfuckers become, what the fuck? What the fuck is the super detective? What? God damn it. The guy. Who's the super detective? Not Inspector Gadget. Older than that. 1800s. Ah, Dr. Something. God damn it, I forget. Oh, fuck. The Moto IQ vid about the cost for a built Subaru engine is nuts. My boosted 350 broke, never once blamed y'all. Learned a lot, built the motor and carried on. But yet, there's guys talking shit because they can't get a Ghost Camera Vision for free on an NA build. And this guy's name, Vasquez. So you know there's hope in the world when a Vasquez or any Ez is making sense. Sherlock Holmes, this motherfucker said Inspector Gadget. Columbo. Yeah. Hey, I don't understand. I got 10 PSI, pump gas, manual. I go to the track at 93 octane and it blows up. We got to look into this. I want to be there when the engine gets torn down. And every single time, depending on who tears down the engine. Guys, you know there's engine builders out there that hate the fuck out of Lund, right? You know why they hate the fuck out of Lund? Because their built engine lasts one pass, but the stock motor that was in there before with the same tune ran for 3 years at 860, back to back to back to back to back. Oh, no, but I build it different with different tolerances. Motherfucker, how can you be getting outshined by a union-built Coyote than your custom $17,000 motor? So now that engine builder takes it apart. They go, oh, definitely detonation because the piston is totally scored on the side. So what are your clearances? Oh, don't worry about that. This is a clear sign of detonation. Have your tuner hit the minus button 2 times so that the timing is at 1,000,000 degrees. What's your timing at? Let me see your timing table. You mean the 30 timing tables, dickhead? Fuck out of here. Doctor Strange. Sherlock Holmes. Thank you, Sherlock Holmes. Dakota tuned my car beautifully. 93 flex and 85. Two revisions because of a bad O2 sensor. Are you sure it wasn't the tune that caused the O2 sensor to go to shit? I wish Lund tuned 07 or 09 GT500. I wish I could get a tune from y'all again. Alex Miller, you can. The only reason you can't get a tune from Lund Racing for an 07 or 09 GT500 is because we can't see air fuel. But if you buy a ZT2 package and an N-Gage, we can tune you. I know that RTDs are not able to fuck with 07 to 09, I don't think. So I don't, motherfuckers have the Pink Panther. My last name is ends in a vowel. Haha, I'm fucked, says Alex, in your opinion, what mileage does a Gen 2 enter the danger zone? 80,000. Assuming this previous owner wasn't a cuck and compression is good, shopping for swap blocks, 80. Remember Fox bodies back in the day? Every Fox body 302 had 80,000 miles. Bullshit. Absolute bullshit. Won't let me super chat the GoFundMe link. Just send me the regular link multiple times. I'll see it and I'll grab it. McGruff, remember McGruff? My cousin that builds LS has said, it's the tune, yo. Right. My cousin that builds LS, see right there in the piston and you see the speckling on the outside? I'm sorry, so this is your motor? Oh, well, it's definitely not me because I'm an engine builder and I know what the fuck I'm talking about. It is a union built guy. It's a union built Coyote. So if you're getting outshined by a union-built Coyote and you're a performance engine builder and you fancy yourself King Billy Badass Engine Builder and talk shit on Lund, meanwhile, a union-built Coyote that ran for 2 years and we put your motor in it on the same exact tune, se come el culo. It ain't the fucking tune, bro. Stop it. Poverty builder is all I'm hearing. Defecation. Inspector Clouseau, just adjust the clearances in the tune, bro. Yes, it's just like I can balance a flywheel in the tune. I can adjust the clearances. Actually, Matt 2011 GT, I can clearance some shit in the tune. If I make that piston rattle just right, the ring clearances will open up significantly. Simply, there are cars that are just duds. Starlet Rotativa, send me fund me en todas las caravanas de Papi Trumpy. Yo no llamo a Lon llorando, says tu loco. La Starlet Rotativa se me funde en toda la caravana. His Starlet Rotary shuts off at every stop. Simply, there are some cars that are duds. Sherlock Holmes. I just think it's funny people complain about tuning in motors blowing up nowadays. The motors and the processors are so much easier to tune. Back in the day, you had to get stuff dyno-tuned to be good. Yes, and that thought process stayed through. A union-built Coyote won't hold up to big power. Just think carburetors would end the headaches, right? Imagine giving a child, aka a 21-year-old, 22-year-old, that wears skinny jeans, a hoodie, ripped skinny jeans, a hoodie, and's got one of those low-cut, low-blowout haircuts. Oh, you just mad because we got hair and you don't, bitch. You think I'm mad that you got hair? At least there's something for the guy in jail to tug on it, bitch. Anyway, skinny jeans, uncreased Nikes, looking down at the gas station with your bag car on VMSs. Bro, shut up. Fuck out of here. Give them a carburetor. Here you go, sir. Here's a carburetor. Here's a carburetor. What the fuck is this? This is your tuning device, dickhead. This is air fuel. This is enrichment. This is everything. Pedal modifier. Everything. Scooby-Doo, I know Alex got hair. I got like fuzzies. Alex, Dakota forgot to tune in the ceramic coating detail in the last revision. When do you think it's tuner responsible versus it's just racing? Well, if you can data log a car, let's say, I don't know, a boosted GT500, and timing is above 25, fuck 25, above 23, or 24, if it's like in the 30s on race gas, on a 10-to-1 compression or 10-to-5 compression car, you can at least go, well, maybe that didn't directly cause the car blowing up, but that's not good for the car if they're running it lean. Now, commanded versus what you see in AFR, completely different things. When people say AFR is lean, the tuner is commanding a lean AFR. Not necessarily. What if you're running out of fuel system? What if you're running out of fuel pump? What if you're running out of injector? All you're seeing is the end result. You're not seeing what he is asking the car to do. So a lot of people say, look, in the data log, it says it's rich. It's 0.72 lambda in the data log. Your tuner is running it too rich. And then I go, sir, do you have catalytic converters in the car? Yes. Well, I'm commanding 0.79, 0.80 lambda. But when it goes into cap protection, it goes richer. I'm not commanding that. The car is, bitch. You want me to shut off cap protection so that your car, do your cats melt? No, thank you. No, thank you. I'm in the market for a Gen 2, Gen 3 Coyote. However, me being 19 years old, you're not in the market for a 19 Coyote. You're not in the market for a Gen 2 or Gen 3 Coyote. Chapa, get your money up. Get your money way up and wait. I understand you're 19. You want to play with your boys right now. I get it. Bro, the worst thing that happened to me as a young man is getting into racing. I figured out late in life that racing is a money man's game. And you can go deep into debt. Keeping up with the Joneses, okay? You're going to go out there racing guys that have 40, 50-year-old guys that have the money to throw a Whipple in the car, blow up a motor, and do whatever. And you're going to go out there going, I want to keep up with the Joneses. So you affirm a blower, you affirm VMSs, you affirm 305s, you affirm the axles, and now you're $20,000 deep in credit aside from the car. Honestly, I would avoid a Mustang at all costs. At your age, I love you. I know you want to get into the game. This is not a poor man's game. I love you. You're probably a young cat working hard. Just stay away from Mustangs, bro. Love you. Stay away from Mustangs. Play with your boys. Yeah, they do want to play with their boys. They just have a daddy cosign. I'm in the market for a 3-valve. Why? I'm 26 and the insurance never goes down. Buy a Honda and get 3 jobs. Keep up the good work. Keep being real. I try. Hola, hola, says F-150, SF-50. It's real difficult, guys, to be serious and be, you know, you have to be serious and funny at the same time. You see a 19-year-old guy and you can catch him before he fucks up. Guys, I didn't get out of like car debt. Like my whole 20s, I didn't get out of that car debt until my mid to late 30s. Think about that shit. That shit lingered on because I made no fucking money. My car was fast for what it was, but it wasn't top dog fast. It was like not even the 50%. I was like the bottom, getting fucked up by cars, you know? And then I'm like, why am I doing this? And then you're fucking 20 or 30 in on cards, loans, this and that, this dumb shit. Okay. I understand this carburetor thing, but what do I pluck it into? Like, where does the power and ground go? Right. Someone's going to look at a carburetor and go, so where do I put the OBD2 port? Up your ass. I installed off-road headers and the tune caused my cats to disappear. I want to retune. Adjust a carburetor turning a screwdriver today's generation. What's a screwdriver? Tony's in the house. Oh man, Tony's scratching the shit out of me. Today's generation live to flex on social media. And I get it. Look, I understand it's just the evolution of the car guy. There used to be a time, gentlemen, there used to be a time where men didn't tell you what was done to their car. They didn't tell you what was done to their car. It was sacrilegious to give up your combo. If you were out there giving up your combo, you were just inviting the next guy to be faster than you. And then you're like, why in the hell would I give up my combo? But now guys put that in their fucking signature. Like literally put what's done to their car in the signature. Alex Flores, 18 GTCS, off-road exhaust, boss intake, 373s, E85, Luntune, LU47. The fuck are you doing? Completely different mindset. I'm 50. I'm looking to get into 19-year-olds. There you go. Alex, these young guys wanted to get into $40,000 car, live at home. Probably end up staying in A because they broke boys. I agree. I did the same thing with my Fox Body in my 20s. Built motor and was broke. Alex, you got a few projects car. When did you say I can afford it with regards bills? How much we talking the savings should have? I was making 6 figures and I was able to afford 5 cars at the same time. 3 of them had payments. The red car I owned. The truck, actually technically the blue car had payments, so basically I had 3 cars that had payments on. The payments totaled way above $2,000 a month. I was able to put down payments on all of them, about $5,000 each. The GT500 was a big chunk of change down, so I'm telling you that you got to have some. And I don't have kids, I don't drink, I don't smoke, I don't have terrible vices. I generally don't have a lot of stuff. But I wanted to have cars because that would feed the channel a little bit. Now, you know, you take a calculated risk as to what car works, what doesn't. but you need to make at least six figures to be able to afford a fast toy. So you can't tune the chatter out of my twin disc clutch. Nope, can't do that at all. As a kid, I was always at the track with old heads, wouldn't tell others shit, but dang, they would talk to a kid. I had guys ask me other people's setups all the time. 30 years ago, if you went to the track and asked someone what was done to their car, they'd say stuff and nothing more. No, my favorite is B-cam, and I ported the hump out of the E7 head. That B-cam ported the hump out of the E7 head, and the fucking thing runs 930 stick in 1997. And you're like, you son of a bitch, lying motherfucker. Shoot, if everyone knew how to tune a car, there would be way less idiots in the scene. Late 90s, early 2000s, street racing in Detroit, no one talked about what they had under the hood of their car. Now, they don't even race you unless they know your draggy time. Not having kids is great. I get all the toys. Exactly. I got all the toys. Not having kids is the cheat code. You guys are out there bussing in it. Oh, que bueno se siente. Oh, then bam, kid comes out. Y'all be like, oh, what happened? Sasso forever. That little bitch or punk is going to bleed you dry. B-Turvy, 499 credit score, two baby mamas, 275 super streets, MSD blasters, custom cam, tin can like my brain. Bamatoon with Corsa blow your ass out, Hellcats and Trackhawks. Exactly.
Hellcats and Trackhawks.
I'm telling you. It's crazy. Oh, what's your 60 to 130? You go to a meet now. Right now. You got guys with skinny jeans, French Montana haircuts. They got skinny jeans or capri pants? No socks, boat shoes. Like you would be considered playing for the other team if you're wearing the shit you're wearing now at car meets 10, 15 years ago. But forget that. What's your 60? What are you draggy? You got a draggy? I got a draggy. What's a draggy? Don't worry about it. You want to run me? Nah, I ain't running you unless I know what you draggy. What? So if I go to a meet and I go, my car draggy's 390, nobody's going to run me. Nobody's going to run me. It's so stupid. Motherfuckers be sagging with skinny jeans. Late 90s turbo Mustangs where the converter was so tight, they were spoiling in the staging lanes. Man, how far turbos have come. No socks. You know what I'm talking about. Skinny jeans with a hole and the ass cut out. They don't even race tonight. They blow up. They don't even race, right? These blow you past you and cut in and out of traffic. That's the thing. Racing nowadays is kind of weird because most guys don't let off until they're ahead. I thought the race was to 140. No, man, the race is to whatever. Man, you don't know how we do it here. What? Well, I don't know where you from, but we here in Houston or in Louisiana. We race till we die. It don't matter. Oh, go back to Miami with your bullshit. Go ahead back to Miami with your bullshit racing to 140 and stopping a race. We keep going here. Shit. You keep going here? Yeah. What do you want to race to? Death. Yeah, I'm not down. Oh, you ain't about that life. You ain't got the heart. I got the heart. Right? I got the heart. This guy don't got the heart to race me to death. Man, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. He's stupid. Those stupid ass motherfuckers out there. Oh, you don't know. I saw a race one time where the guy was like, hey, you want to roll? Yeah, let's roll. Shoo. The guy won. He goes, oh, no, we got to do 2 out of 3. What you mean we got to do 2 out of 3? I beat you. I won. Oh, no, no. We run it. We run it 15 times here, boy. Let me learn you something, boy. The first race. That don't even count. The 15th race, that don't even count. And if you run out of gas before the 18th race, I win. Like setting up the scales to lose. That's why I don't race nobody. Oh, we got to do the GPS racing. What do you got? Fucking GPS racing. If you let off any time before 140, you'll lose, dude. 2 out of 3, I'm almost out of gas. Right. What if you got a JJ the boss. A chase is a race. The moment I heard a chase is a race, I knew racing was going downhill. Like I knew racing was going to a place that I don't want to be a part of. I'm an honorable guy, man. I'm an honorable guy. Look, I've raced Donnie. Remember Donnie back in the day? One time we raced like 10 times. just so that we both could get off a clean hit. If he spun, I didn't take it as a win. If I missed a gear, he didn't take it as a win. And then we both, like fucking this all the way. He hooked and nosed me out. And I'm like, that's a win. That's a win. Now, if you come on in, bump in, come on in, bump in. And, you know, if you're in the middle of a bump and your car bumps twice, you know, some guys have those bumps that like, brr, and, oh, you jumped. Oh, I jumped. I win. Woo. Black guy running down. Yeah. Motherfucker, the race didn't even happen. Welcome to the Chicago Racing, home of Chase's Race, home of Give Me Nine Cars in the Hit. Fuck that scene. Fuck that kind of racing. I'm good. Yeah, call me not a racer. I don't give a fuck. Chase's Race is dumb shit. It's always been dumb shit. And people that agree Chase's Race is dumb motherfuckers. Donnie had a badass gray car. Yo, Donnie's car was a 9.1 Gen 2R car. Think about that. How dialed in that car was. Gen 2R. Cams, converter, 6R, 315s, full weight car. 9.1, 151. That was a bad bitch. Guy Street Racing is Mustang in Arizona. Hit a bus full of kids at 100 miles an hour. Flipped the bus and over in his residential neighborhood. Stupid. You don't got the heart to race me in the middle of a school zone. Man, we racing school zones here. What? Yeah, meet me at 1 o'clock. Okay, I'll see you at 1 a.m. Nah, man. 1 p.m. 1 p.m.? Yup. Where we racing? Front of this kindergarten. Right there. There's a kid. We do it big here. You ready to race in front of the kindergarten school? Excuse me? You want me to race in front of the kindergarten? Yeah, that's how we do it, son. You ain't down with this shit? Get the fuck out of here. You ain't willing to race in front of kids. It's like, yeah, I don't like racing anymore. You guys are fucking stupid. No, thank you. I'm good. Yeah, that video was crazy. He hit him hard as fuck. When the kids be crossing. Okay, when do we go? When the cross guard put up the stop sign and blows the whistle, we go. We go on the cross guard whistle? Yeah. Did you mean yes? Yeah. So stupid. 76 millimeter, 80 millimeter turbo for a Mustang wanting to stay on low boost. I'm snapping here, bro. And this guy killed the bud. Oh, shit. The cross guard whistle. Shit, I'm telling you. Okay, you ready? Cross guard's like, what's going on with this guy's car? Maybe it's fucked up. Wow! Man, why are you scared? There's a four-year-old in front of my car, dude. Man, we don't care about that, dude. We outlaws. Murder. You see them X's in front of my car? That ain't cars I beat. That's people I killed racing. Damn, you are a hardcore racer. Fuck you. So, 2 and 22. I'm going to listen back to this show and probably laugh. So, 2 and 20 GT 10R80 car has the different modes. So, one's tuned is normal, the best mode to racing. Yes, sir. Especially with the lone tune. Three whistle, blow shit to smithereens. All Louisiana roll races, foghorn, leghorn. I say, we going to go for my 40 roll. We going to go for my 40 roll. 40 roll? Yep. A 40. One, two, three. Fuck that shit. Yeah. Oh, my God. Now is not the time for serious. Yeah, he's like, so, Alex, tell me a little bit about 79 millimeter versus... I'm snapping some. It is not that often that this happens. Let it happen. Man, you would hate racing seeing overall Coyote Mustang demographic in Arizona. This channel highlights everything wrong with Mustangs here. Hit three kids and an old lady running this week. Race me. I hit three kids and an old lady this week. Man, I'm about that life, man. That's real racing, man. That bullshit they do down there, man, nothing, man. I kill people. I'm good. Just like the guys leaving car shows, taking out people. Yes, exactly like that, TRD Ricky. Just exactly like that. Just West of Raleigh. The goal is for Bay. Okay. Stop asking tech questions. We're wide. We're crosswalking races. Right. This guy, you don't get it. Why Alex sounds like Colonel Sanders? A race is a chase, dude. A race is a chase, dude. I'm gonna loan you something, boy. Like, I started watching Street Outlaws now. Forget 60 to 130. Tell them it back halves 35 miles an hour. Could be a 10-second car or a 6-second car. Yeah, exactly. So when I start, I haven't watched Street Outlaws since I think the second or third season. I'm not really into it. Not that it sucks or anything. It's a very insanely popular show. And okay. So I saw JJ DeBose, and he was a heifer. He was real heifer. And he can't, like, why can't you just be like, and then, you know, turn on, okay, and then he jumps and the car takes off. He doesn't even finish dropping the hands, right? He just goes, and the car, bah, 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 and the other guy's like, oh, you know, because, you know, you don't know, right? So, it comes back and the car jumps on the hood. Oh, it chases a race. And the guy's like, excuse me, it chases a race? What is that bullshit all about? He jumped by 17 cars. No, you chased him, dude. You lose, stupid. You are the stupid ass motherfucker. You don't know shit about racing. He took off and you just see him? He took off behind him. What a dumbass. Has there ever been a race on Street Outlaws that the guy jumped every fucking time and won? Like, has there ever been a round or an episode where the Street Outlaw jumped every time someone chased every time and he was crowned the winner of the whatever Baytown series racing? Stupid. These days, the guy in the front on a roll determines when it ends. That's the problem. Like, you've seen roll races. Oh, how about this, guys? I've seen races, right, where the roll race takes off. What? And this guy, he's fucking trucking. He is reeling him in. But I always thought the guy in front at the end of the race wins. I always thought the guy in the front wins a race. Right? That's a crazy concept, right? So if you're roll racing and the guy's like, yeah, and then maybe, I don't know, this guy has more top end. Yeah, but right around here, the race ends. And this guy got to 140 or 160 first. Choo, done. Go back to the meet. Bro, I beat you. How did you beat me? I'm in front. Nah, man, I was pulling on you. And you know, in these streets, that means you lose. So if you're pulling on me, let's say it's a nitrous car versus a turbo car, wah, out. And he gets to 140 or 160, whatever it's agreed upon first. But this guy's back halfing. And then I'm like, whoever's in front wins. I don't care how fast you're reeling him in. Whoever is in front wins. Now, if this guy stole the hit, that's why I don't fuck with modern racing. Too much bullshit. Chases a race, 2 out of 3, chasing from the back. I'm reeling you in, so I beat you. I'm like, nah, I'm call me dumb, call me stupid, call me, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. You know, you can't say I'm wrong. That racing is fucked up. It should be, there is no chase. Chase is not a race. The guy in front wins. That's it. When to go on a roll race, you floor it. Ready, then argue in the parking lot. Yeah, that's the thing. On a roll race, especially if you have an automatic car, like, it doesn't react instantly. There's a slight delay. So you got to go on 2.5, right? 1, 2. And by the time his hand is like this, you got to be on the gas. So by the time he says 3, your car reacts. It's a fucked up situation. That's true, Alex. Whoever traps the 100 mile an hour in the first race wins. Like, that's crazy to me. I'm with you on Alex. Chase's race is dumb. That's when racing becomes boxing. Yeah. Alex, you ain't man enough to race me on July 4th on Main Street during the parade. All right. I remember when the GTR raced Manuel and Manuel was in front by the agreed mile an hour. Okay, yeah. So if Manuel is in front and the GTR is trucking him, I mean, like, I don't give a fuck if he's trucking him. If Manuel's in front, Manuel wins. I don't give a fuck that he's reeling him in. Get a better start. Change your gear ratio. I don't know. What the fuck you want me to do? If Manuel's in front and the GTR was coming, whoever is in front at the agreed upon mile an hour to let off wins the fucking race. That's not how it is anymore. You box in the parking lot. You box in the parking lot. See, the racing is the foreplay. The racing happens in the parking lot exactly like WWE. Yeah. Alex, we had that same scenario here. Dude was behind, but said he won on a roll race. You lose, but I want to beat you so I can post the money on top of that hood on my tag Lund. What's worse, Modern Racing or Shelby Dave's? Modern Racing. Shelby Dave's, we know they're fucking gay. We know what the deal is. So I've seen that a lot where it's like wrestling. Remember wrestling back in the day? I'm going to get you, brother, when I get to the ring and Miss Elizabeth is going to give me the Intercontinental title. I tell you that. Right? A lot of talking. The wrestling takes 2 seconds and then the actual wrestling starts, the drama. So in my opinion, racing, parking lot. What you want to go for? You want to go from 40 to 60? Well, I don't know. I got 373s. I got to get a hit from 40. Well, I got 315s. I need to run to 180. That race happens. Then you come back. I beat you. I didn't beat you. I was pulling on you. I was sucking your dick. You came in my mouth. Gay shit. Nothing but gay shit out there, bro. So like a WWE match. Exactly. The cream of the crop. Ooh, yeah. So you argue in the parking lot. Your race, then you argue about who won the race in the parking lot. And then usually fisticuffs start happening. People start threatening. People start clocking, you know, clocking. Start cocking guns. Like, just in case. Oh, you got a gun? Oh, my God. The Affirm Championships. Oh, my God. Street Outlaws is reality TV. Drama gets views. And these idiots think it's how they should act on the streets. I'm not going to blame it on Street Outlaws. Bullshit was happening before Street Outlaws. Bullshit was happening way before Street Outlaws. CEL came with LTH with high flows. Why is that? Come on. That's why a lot of the fast roll race stuff is like half mile 9 times out of 10. Oh, brother.
Hey, I'm going to pull up to the Publix parking lot and I'm going to tell you what. These cars on 275s and anybody here sitting the way I do can get the gap. Don't even come to me unless you got $1,000 in your pocket right now. I'll match whatever anyone has in this parking.
We're at Publix, bro. There's a grandma putting her groceries. Stunting. Stupid. Way before Street Outlaws. Yeah, it was gay way before Street Outlaws. Who was the big Asian WWE dude that rubbed his butt crack? Oh, Yokozuna. Yokozuna. Come on, Yokozuna. What you going to do when he's 17-inch VMSs? What you got?
I'm full bolt-on.
What the fuck's that mean? I don't know, but it sounds good. Anyone else fully bolted on the parking lot? Yeah, I got a Whipple, 4.5 Whipple, Turbo 400, E85.
No, that's supercharged. That's totally different than bolt-on.
Rikishi? I thought it was Yokozuna. Got some Bat Dad and Randy Marsh fights going on. Rikishi Stink Face? I thought it was Yokozuna. Maybe. Who's Rikishi? Maybe you guys are young. Because Rikishi... Oh. Then which one was Yokozuna? Yokozuna. Einhorn is Finkel. I think Yokozuna. Yeah, I think it's Rikishi. He had like a thong. Yokozuna was dressed up like a sumo wrestler. So you're right. It is Rikishi or whatever his name is. It's still real to me, damn it. Oh, I'm racing anybody in the parking lot that's fucking fully bolted. I got him. I got the OTR. I got the VMSs. I'm fully bolted on, bro. You ain't got the heart to run over some kids while you race me. No, you're right, stupid. You're right. You're really right.
I'm not racing unless you're full bolt on the 22 foot pounds on all bolts. There we go. GoFundMe. Let me see. Let me see if I can. Oh my God. Let me see. 9609 B23 E6. So let me see. Oh, damn it. I'm so stupid. I hit enter by mistake, like a dumbass. Ah, man. So 609, B23, E6. Hold on. Let me see. Copy. Let me see. GoFundMe. What? Spot fund? No, motherfucker. GoFundMe. Not spot fund, bitch. Stupid. Search. There we go. Boom, boom, boom. Control V. Nothing. Damn it. Nothing. Nothing. I see nothing. Thank you, Brian Gillis. Give me $50 Canadian doll hairs. So yeah, there you, if you guys go to that GoFundMe, Joshua Lawrence, I tried to type it in and I'm hitting something in the wrong deal. Not to be rude, but how do we know this isn't a scam by Joshua? I don't know. I didn't say go give money. I said go check it out. I don't know. But look, what are you going to do? I don't want to go crazy. Everyone, look, he said it'd be really fucked up if Joshua Lawrence, who has a picture of a girl on his profile, so that's a little sus, said to get money to scam people that his dad was having some kind of super, you know, rare disease. That'd be super fucked up. So I, what do you want me to do, bro? If someone in this chat wants some help, I try to help. And if it's a scam, what do you want me to do? GoFundTurvy, exactly. Why are they asking for money in the first place? 650 Index, 8 Mile Guys are the wrestlers of drag racing. Big Tire, Big Wheelie Bar, having ass. Send pig with milk jug. Yeah, okay. There you go, guys. So I'm going to get out of here. Today was a good hour. I don't know. Exactly, Matt. That would be super fucked up if a person named Joshua Lawrence with a picture of a girl, but it's a guy, said his dad was dying and he'd look really fucking bad and it'd be a little too public for them to talk shit about that. So today was probably one of the more entertaining hours I've done in a while. How dare you guys say that? I don't entertain you guys. Tomorrow we'll be on at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time for talking shit. We're going to give away some cookies tomorrow. So be on. We're going to do 4 giveaways every Tuesday. So every Tuesday this month, there's going to be 4 Tuesdays this month. I'm going to give away some cookies from Oh My God Cookies. I think a set of 3, just like we did before. They're very nice and generous to go ahead and give away some cookies. They've had a very good weekend. So they're just being nice to the chat and giving away some cookies to spur on some business and get you guys nice and fat. All right, guys, I'm out of here. I'll see you guys tomorrow for Talking Shit, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on this channel. Have a good rest of your day. See you later.